Unit 3. Test 1.
Part 1. Listen to the interview and complete the sentences below. Write the correct letter for each sentence. You will listen to the recording twice. Then transfer your answers to the table.
We are broadcasting from the studio of our local radio station, The Magic Wave. And the hosts of the studio, whose voices you know very well, I mean Wendy and Bill, are here.
Here we are.
Hi, everybody.
However, today the hosts are actually guests. Yes, guests in their own studio. Because you can't interview yourselves, can you?
No, we can't, can we?
Today, we'll be talking about you, your radio, and your birthday. It's your birthday today, isn't it?
It is. We are four today. Our radio station was born 4 years ago and is still alive.
Alive and kicking.
At first, we hardly believed it ourselves, that we would manage it all, and that we would gain the popularity and loyalty of our listeners. But we were young, devoted to the radio, to our magic wave, and very enthusiastic.
And you've won. Your audience today is more than 300,000 people, and the Magic Wave has been nominated for the most positive radio station. How do you manage, by the way, to be so positive in our crazy world, with its catastrophes and disasters, wars and terrorists, and violence of all kinds? Do you just ignore bad news and avoid unpleasant topics?
Certainly not. We wouldn't be interesting to anybody if we were simply feeding people with only the silly stuff, which is only a part of real life. We never evade issues just because they're negative or hide unpleasant or tragic facts.
But there are different ways of presenting these facts. For example, when you discuss a fire, it's very important not only to address the horror and pain of the people who have suffered from it, but also to find out the reasons why it happened, what actually caused the fire. And another important thing is that we must say what's been done to help the victims and what should be done to prevent the tragedy from happening in the future. People who listen to us shouldn't get the feeling that tragedies are unavoidable and unpredictable, or that we are absolutely helpless and nothing can be done about it.
There are so many examples. Fires and floods, wars and murders, mass diseases and traffic accidents. But when we talk about them, we focus on the positive and try to form constructive ideas of how to prevent them in the future.
Could it be a trick to gain popularity with your audience?
It's not a trick. It's our belief. And we are very happy that our listeners share it with us.
OK, now one more question. And this is not my question. A fan of yours wants to know. We are broadcasting from the studio of our local radio station, The Magic Wave. And the hosts of the studio, whose voices you know very well, I mean Wendy and Bill, are here.
Here we are.
Hi, everybody.
However, today the hosts are actually guests. Yes, guests in their own studio. Because you can't interview yourselves, can you?
No, we can't, can we?
Today, we'll be talking about you, your radio, and your birthday. It's your birthday today, isn't it?
It is. We are four today. Our radio station was born 4 years ago and is still alive.
Alive and kicking.
At first, we hardly believed it ourselves, that we would manage it all and that we would gain the popularity and loyalty of our listeners. But we were young, devoted to the radio, to our magic wave, and very enthusiastic.
And you've won. Your audience today is more than 300,000 people. And the Magic Wave has been nominated for the most positive radio station. How do you manage, by the way, to be so positive in our crazy world, with its catastrophes and disasters, wars and terrorists, and violence of all kinds? Do you just ignore bad news and avoid unpleasant topics?
Certainly not. We wouldn't be interesting to anybody if we were simply feeding people with only the silly stuff, which is only a part of real life. We never evade issues just because they're negative or hide unpleasant or tragic facts.
But there are different ways of presenting these facts. For example, when you discuss a fire, it's very important not only to address the horror and pain of the people who have suffered from it, but also to find out the reasons why it happened, what actually caused the fire. And another important thing is that we must say what's been done to help the victims and what should be done to prevent the tragedy from happening in the future. People who listen to us shouldn't get the feeling that tragedies are unavoidable and unpredictable, or that we are absolutely helpless and nothing can be done about it.
There are so many examples. Fires and floods, wars and murders, mass diseases and traffic accidents. But when we talk about them, we focus on the positive and try to form constructive ideas of how to prevent them in the future.
Could it be a trick to gain popularity with your audience?
It's not a trick. It's our belief. And we are very happy that our listeners share it with us.
Okay, now one more question. And this is not my question. A fan of yours wants to know